From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeLean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Cilaramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. Learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com. Regardless of where you live, you'll always have to deal with rust. Whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. And with Pro Straw, you can control the flow down to just a drop. When there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at a home, auto, or hardware store near you. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Remember, we record every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's easy to reach us. All the info is right there at thecarshow.com. Right there at the top of the page, our email, our phone number, the times we record, and our voicemail. If you want to just leave us a voicemail, it's all right there with all the information that we'll need from you. Very easy. I want to remind you as we get started here that we're brought to you in part by Dorman Products and their OE Fix electronic power steering rack for the Dodge Ram 1500. Featuring improvements like built-in surge protection and smart shutoff, Dorman's electronic power steering rack assembly is superior to the OE, ensuring long service life and reliable performance. You can learn more about it at DormanProducts.com. We are joined, as we are every time this week, by our world-class technician, the one and only. Let's hear it for him, Mr. Dan Petras. Dan, how are you this fine week?
Hey, Brian, you can't fool us like there's people in the studio. Come on now,
it's
clapping like that.
It's just me. I felt you deserved some applause, Dan.
Yeah, you know, think about it a little bit, Brian, though. You know, in our region, in fact, a lot of the states across the U.S. The drop in the weather and the snow and the ice and the accidents. I mean, this is something that, believe it or not, is something to be very concerned about. Even in the shop with a lot of the customers coming in that, you know, they always do things not when they want to, but when they have to. And a prime example of that is how busy the tow trucks were bringing vehicles in for that no start condition when the weather dipped down into the 20s. And, you know, it always comes back to it again, you know, in your mind or your maintenance records that you have, one of the most important things you can do is the heart of the electrical system. And that's the battery. The battery replacements were unbelievable this past week.
I can bet.
Actually, the past 2 weeks with the changes of the weather. So, you know, that's where, you know, for with a lot of people, and I want to make mentions again that always go to autobatteries.com. If you're going to try to do this on your own or give you an idea how much a battery will cost, you can actually go in and put your make and model in there and pick out what's recommended for your vehicle. But even in the shop, what I recommended, a lot of these older vehicles, buy at least the same cold cranking amps or above that. And I would say if you can, always upgrade that battery. If it's just a standard acid battery, go to a flooded acid battery. Get that extra reserve capacity. You're going to spend a little bit more money, even if you buy an AGM style battery.
Yeah.
It's money well spent, because the way they can last, they last a lot longer. And what you don't want to do, and I've seen this in the past, so a lot of places will offer, you know, batteries on sale. And, you know, sometimes that's not good, because, yes, you'll get a battery that, believe it or not, people aren't aware of this. When you buy a battery, the day it was manufactured is the day it started working. Whether it's in your car or on the shelf, doesn't make any difference at all. So, you know, that across the board, like I said, is the, you know, the battery replacements. And then, too, you know, the amount of people that leave tires on it are so marginal, especially in this icy weather. You know, we all look at it in different ways, you know, with the weather change. And I know you mentioned earlier in the show about how people drive when it's all icy.
Yeah.
And even if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, remember, you may have to get up and go, but it still takes the same amount to stop your vehicle. So, so many times, and even in our region, people have to relearn how to drive during the winter months. But even in our region, you know, they stated that for the past 50 years, this has probably been one of the snowiest beginning of winters that we've had yet.
You know,
we're having January weather, you know, in the beginning of December. And so it's across the country. So, you know, take a look at your tires, take a look at the, you know, how old your battery is, and you know, hopefully you won't have any problems.
Yeah, especially I think everybody that was going to have a problem has probably learned by now with the cold snap around here.
Oh, yeah.
that's a bad time to learn that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talking about cold, that was even one of my other customers. You really don't notice anything about how your heat is in your vehicle until it does get this cold. And
exactly.
One of the vehicles I had in the shop was a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. And she said, yeah, the heat is fine until, you know, we got this cold weather and it doesn't warm up. Well, turned out to be she had a thermostat that came apart. The good news is I didn't necessarily have to replace the housing on this, but Motorrad offers a thermostat kit for that, where you can actually change the thermostat itself without the housing. They give you a little special tool that you can compress the spring and rotate it and just put in the thermostat, you know, save you a little bit of money there instead of buying the complete assembly. But either way, through Motorrad, it is offered both ways.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, again, you know, if you had noticed that it doesn't seem to be warming up like it used to, even though the temperature gauge is where it should be, it's an indication that that thermostat should be changed. And we always forget about the cooling system. Every 5 years or 150,000 miles, that system should be flushed, thermostat replaced. And I always say, let's go with the Peak coolant and antifreeze. It's all sold for your car according to the color, whether it's blue or orange or red. You know, regardless of what it is, you can buy it ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, because there still are a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, more than what's expected.
Yeah, and I think especially now people are trying to keep their car running a little bit longer, naturally, you know.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. I mean, it's the smart thing to do anyway. Even if you're just thinking of reselling the car, to keep it running properly makes it worth more when you're trading it in.
Absolutely.
Win-win. I got some questions about batteries, Dan, but I'll do it on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay, right. Sure.
While the additives in today's oils are great, they lose their effectiveness over time. Hot Shot Secret Oil Additives will help reduce wear and increase engine life. Take their Stiction Eliminator. It's formulated to remove any stiction or burnt oil while also reducing friction. This helps reduce wear and increase engine life. Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator will also help increase power, compression, and fuel economy. It's available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeClean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Ceramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. Learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com. Regardless of where you live, you'll always have to deal with rust. Whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. And with Pro Straw, you can control the flow down to just a drop. When there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at a home, auto, or hardware store near you. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, you can email us. That's thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. That's always there ready for you to ask us a question. We just need your name, year, make, model, mileage on the vehicle, and as much detail as possible of what the problem is. We will reply to the email with an answer, and we will answer it on the air here. So double bonus. You can hear us answer it, or you can just read your email. Whichever is easier for you. I want to remind you that we're brought to you in part by the newly redesigned autobatteries.com, your one-stop shop source for information on vehicle batteries, including testing and voltage procedures, maintenance tips, and seasonal care guidelines. It's all right there at the newly redesigned autobatteries.com. And by Blaster Products. At Blaster, they know rust. They know how to stop rust with PB Blaster, even how to prevent it from ever happening in the first place with Blaster Surface Shield. Get to know Blaster Products and work it like a pro. We were talking batteries in the first segment, Dan. Here's my question for you. I said I had a question, and you know I always do.
Yes.
When I got my battery, and I know other people do this, you go to autobatteries.com. It tells you the cold cranking amps that you want. You always tell people, get more than you need. Can I get too many? Can I get too big a battery for my car? Is that even possible?
Well, look at it this way. You know, you don't necessarily need a V8 engine in your vehicle, but boy, when you need it, it's there. So not only will you have the cold cranking amps, but also the reserve capacity is important.
Okay.
You know, you have to look at with all the electronics in vehicles today. And I know there's a lot of people out there that will have aftermarket car stereos and,
yep,
and amplifiers and speakers. That's where you need the extra cold cranking amps and the extra reserve capacity, because in the long run, you know, you're not going to overwork that alternator, and you're going to have that reserve capacity and power that you need. Again, a lot of even aftermarket things like heated seats. So if you, as an example, we'll say you have a vehicle that has a 600 cold cranking amp battery in it,
mm-hmm,
from the factory, and that's what's recommended. But you have to look a step ahead and say, well, I added heated seats and I have a stereo and I have this and I have these other options. That's, you're a prime candidate on where you should actually go a step ahead to get that extra reserve capacity. And keep in mind, not all vehicles will have that option. Sometimes you're stuck, you can't go any higher. So they already probably have it figured out for you, depending on the load and the capacities. But, you know, every vehicle is different. And there's a lot of options there across the board.
Yeah. And you can see all of them at autobatteries.com. I just wondered, like, say it's telling me I need 600 cold cranking amps and I have stuff added, but I'm thinking, well, I might add more stuff if I went, and I don't even know if this is a thing, if I went double, like 1200 cold cranking amps, and I really only get up to 800 or 900, that's not going to do anything other than I just have more power than I need, right?
Well, first of all, you're not really going to gain. You can't double the cold cranking amps.
Okay.
It's going to be a specific, you still have to have the specific, what they call the group size of battery. It's, mm-hmm, called a BCI number, group size.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not, but you can see the difference. Like if you would have a battery, we'll say it's just a regular lead acid battery, and one has a 600 cold cranking amps and one has a 700, just the weight of the battery itself.
Can
tell the difference. So, but it still has to be within that specific size
for that vehicle.
You can't, if the case is too big, it's not going to fit.
Okay. I was just curious if I could get too many cold cranking amps. And it doesn't seem like, as long as the battery will fit my car, I can't get too many. I'm just going to have extra power in reserve.
Well, think about it, Brian. You know, you can't have too much. Just like if at work, if they want to give you extra money each week, you're not going to refuse it, are you?
That's true. Good point. That's never happened, but I wouldn't.
There's no such thing as not too much.
That's true. Well, I just wonder because I know a lot of cars now, a lot of the newer cars like mine, I was just driving a new a Jeep Grand Cherokee over the holiday. They have the plug-in now where you could charge your phone. And I know a lot of people are plugging in their phone, probably plugging in their tablet to charge as they drive. And I'm like, well, that's eating up my battery too. So I'm just, you know, I want to make sure I have enough power to do those things too without sucking the battery, you know, too low.
Right.
Yeah. That's, I just wonder because and I'm assuming, now this may be just me being a little naive, I'm assuming when my car has those ports installed, the USB port, the USB-C port, that the company, the manufacturer has allowed in the battery for those options to be used.
No, always. But, you know, a cell phone's not going to draw that much. A lot of people have different items like, we'll say you don't have heated seats and you go to your favorite automotive parts store, we'll say like Advanced Auto Parts, and you buy a heated seat pad that plugs into a receptacle. That's when you may need the extra, not compared to that. You know, a cell phone, you know, is a very small amperage draw in its charger or even out of the port. But when you add an accessory like, and I've seen, you know, in our region, where the climate is, you know, a lot of people that don't have the heated seats, that's one quick option is to buy something like that that you can sit on. Okay. So
I would say sit on it, but I don't want to go there. That dates me too much.
That's what you need.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah. Because normal seat, you know, heated seats would be seat bottom and seat back.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I just, like I said, I just wondered if I could get too much power, and it seems like probably not because when I go to autobatteries.com, it's going to tell me what I need and what size I need, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah.
I say it right like I haven't done it already myself. All right, let's do a quick email here, Dan. We got a 2007 Chevy Trailblazer 4.2 liter LS. Been having problems overheating. I said from a cold start, it'll take 20 to 30 minutes to overheat. He said it all started about 6 months ago when he blew a heater core hose, the coolant side. He fixed it and no problems until about a week ago. And he said in the last week, he's replaced the water pump, the thermostat, the radiator cap, the serpentine belt since he was already down there, the fan clutch, and he's flushed the heater core. Nothing has worked. But halfway through this process, the heat now starts blowing cold. So he's thinking it's probably the heater core. Said after doing all this work, topped off the coolant, it doesn't seem to be cycling, just sitting there. Says currently in the process of flushing the whole system. He wonders if you have any ideas. He's figuring it's either the radiator or the heater core, and he can't have the radiator tested, he says, for a few more days.
Well, you know, one thing that I didn't hear, you know, a lot of people aren't aware that the Trailblazers back from the early 2000s to the end, they are equipped with a mechanical fan that's on the engine. It does not have an electric fan, but the fan itself has a clutch assembly, and this clutch assembly on the fan is electronically controlled. What can happen is if the clutch fan fails and the fan is not spinning, guess what happens, Brian? You're going to overheat.
Ah.
So that's something that you can neglect, or I should say overlook. You may look down at the engine and see that fan spinning, but it may not be spinning fast enough. And that's the key here. The good news is you know, you don't have to go to the selling dealer. Dorman Products offers a electronic fan clutch kit and assembly that you can go to any of your favorite automotive parts stores and purchase that.
Okay.
From them, something that's going to be readily available. You know, I know we're dealing with a vehicle that's almost 20 years old, but, you know, a lot of these vehicles are still on the road. So again, that's where I would start. Let's verify the fact that the engine cooling fan clutch assembly has not failed.
Okay. And how would you verify that, just by watching the fan?
Well, you have to remember, keys out of the ignition.
Mm-hmm.
If the fan spins very freely by hand,
mm-hmm.
most likely it's failed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy way to test.
That's after the engine is heated up.
Oh, okay. Well, even I could do that.
Oh, of course you could.
A lot of stuff I can't do. When I can do it, it's an easy thing to do, Dan. You know that. We are The Car Show. Regardless of where you live, you'll always have to deal with rust. Whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. And with Pro Straw, you can control the flow down to just a drop. When there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at a home, auto, or hardware store near you. Always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, every way to reach us is very easy to find right there at thecarshow.com. Right there on the front page, very easy to find, very simple. Like the guy who works on it, that would be me. A simple, simple site for a simple, simple guy is what I always tell people. I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by CRC Parts Cleaner and Degreaser. Formulated to destroy the toughest oil, dirt, and grime from metal automotive parts, including carburetors, air intakes, engine components, suspension parts, and more. You can drive over to crcindustries.com for more information. Dan, CRC.
Yes.
We love CRC.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, in the shop this past week, you know, and it's pretty surprising on how many different items CRC has, from brake cleaners to lubricants to fuel system cleaners. In fact, one that was just recently used, I have a customer that came in with his 2005 Ford Taurus that had an intermittent check engine light. And again, a lot of miles, really didn't do much maintenance-wise to the fuel system. He said he replaced the fuel pump mm-hmm. once, but, you know, scanning the system out, I did find out that he did have actually two codes. One was for a oxygen sensor in bank one, sensor one, and then the other code was for the catalytic converter efficiency. So both, you know, between the oxygen sensor and the catalytic converter, which can be very expensive on an older vehicle, I said, let's do something. I said, let's give something a try here, because if you haven't used a fuel system cleaner, let's start with the guaranteed to pass. This emission system cleaner, you know, is going to restore your performance and it reduces emissions. And if you do have that code 320 and it's worth a try, it's going to take a little bit of driving for the cleaner to work, is how you use this, because it's highly concentrated. You start off with about a half tank of fuel. You pour in the whole bottle of cleaner, which can treat up to over 20 gallons, and then you drive it until it, you know, drive it normal till you get it back down to a quarter tank, then fill it back up again. And so he came back into the shop. I cleared the system out, so we can have a baseline.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard back yet, but I'll guarantee you if there was a problem, he would have called me back. So it's been 4 days already. So, you know, the CRC guaranteed the pass is a wonderful thing. Now, for our region or my region and your region mm-hmm. and everybody that do not have emissions testing or smog testing, I know Chicago, Cleveland, different cities. If you do have a check engine light on, you know, you can't have it smog tested because there's a problem with the emission control system when that light is on. So it's not a bad idea to, you know, go to your favorite automotive parts store, whether it's, you know, Advanced Auto Parts or who you favor for your automotive parts, and buy a bottle of the CRC guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner. And I'll tell you what's really good about it. And I don't know, I've never done it, but there is a double money back guarantee.
Oh.
And that's what sold my customer on that, because stuff's a little pricey for what it's worth, but if it can repair your problem,
right?
And you know, in the old days, you used to say, "Boy, that's a mechanic in a bottle." Well, it's not that. With our fuels today, it is surprising on especially the ethanols and how dirty your fuel system can get. And you know, we even have, you know, gasoline direct injected engines that get extremely dirty, especially in the combustion chamber. So it's not a bad idea to get a CRC product. It doesn't necessarily have to be the guaranteed to pass unless you have a check engine light on.
Yeah.
And use it and do it out of preventative maintenance to save future problems, to stay away from future problems.
Yeah. And if you get it and it works, you've solved the problem and there you go. And if you get it and something happens, it doesn't work with the double money back, it's a win-win.
Right. And, you know, it can be very confusing. In fact, you know, I should be a spokesperson all the time for CRC because, you know, going to one of my automotive places to pick up an item that I needed, I was in the area. It's surprising how you walk back and I had a guy look and he looked at me. I looked at him. He goes, "Look at all these cleaners. What do I buy?" So, you know, what I did is I instructed him in the right manner what to buy. And, you know, overall, you need to do it just out of maintenance. Brian, I know we convinced you on it. And
yes.
I don't know about Cindy. She never says anything. But
Cindy's quiet, but she listens intently to everything we say.
She has to. There's always a test after the show.
And she critiques everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always good to know how dumb I sound after the show. It doesn't hurt my feelings or my ego in any way. But it is important to know that this stuff works and it is different. I had over the holidays, I was talking with my brother and he was having some issues. And I said, well, what you should try is this fuel cleaner, you know, the CR, not the guaranteed to pass CRC, but the, I forget the name of it. It's not, it's their fuel system cleaner.
Yes.
And I said, you should try that. And that's the Stemporin stuff. And I went, well, the Porin stuff is so much better than it used to be. You should try it. Oh, it is? And I went, yeah, technology's advanced, chemistry's advanced. Therefore, the stuff you buy now is better than it was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. Oh, well, I didn't even think about that. And it's like, yeah. You know, and you think about stuff like K-Seal. When you think about a sealer, I'm an old guy. I remember the stuff with the little rubber pellets in it that you had to shake up and make sure all the pellets got in. That's so old school now. That doesn't even, I'm sure they still sell it, but why would I buy that when I could get K-Seal and I know it's going to seal it permanently and I could pour it in no matter if I'm having a problem or not, just as preventative maintenance. That
right.
The chemistry has advanced so far, and I don't think a lot of people think about that.
Well, even with the K-Seal, this is another example. I had a customer come in, mm-hmm. 2015 Ford F-250 Super Duty, 160,000 miles. He's a window installer, needs his truck, can't tie it up. And the radiator would leak only when it would set overnight. And so what I found out is that the radiator has an aluminum core. It has plastic tanks with gaskets that are crimped on. What was happening, it was leaking right from the aluminum core to that plastic tank. And I told him, I said, Tom, this is what you need to do. I said, he says, I can't be down with my truck right now. I've got these huge jobs going on. I said, okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to buy the K-Seal Ultimate. Mm-hmm. We're going to install it into the radiator here, and you're going to drive it. And always make sure when you buy it, if it's on the shelf, it does settle. Shake it up real sure. well. I like to mix it with the recommended coolant, like the peak coolant for your vehicle. Shake it up real well. Pour it in when the engine is hot and then drive it right away. In his case, it has a large cooling system. That's why I went with the Ultimate.
Yeah.
Extra capacity. And a couple days, he reported back. I said, let me know. And it slowed it down considerably, mm-hmm. but it's only been, well, let's see, since Monday. So it's only been 3 days now. So we'll see what happens. And if this buys him some time or totally repairs right. that for now, he just saved himself about $800. Or in many cases, you know, he may end up replacing it because he's a stickler for preventative maintenance. But again, you know, it's something again that, you know, I've used it. I know it works. And,
right.
and with the chemistry, the polymers, the plastic, how it works, it goes, it's always in your cooling system. It's permanent. And as it travels through, when it goes to the leak, it coagulates, and then, yep. you know, because of the polymers and the plastics, it literally like melts in that area only. So it doesn't plug your heater core.
Right.
It won't plug your radiator. It attacks the leak, and it'll stop the leak.
Yeah, and it's a ceramic sealant, so it's even better. You know, it's...
Yes,
it's,
yes.
I couldn't, you know... But my brother usually is mechanically, way more mechanically inclined than I am, and that he was doubting the chemistry. He was like, well, I understand you repair things. That's, you know, repairing things and replacing parts is fine when they need to be done. But if you can pour in a little chemistry, fix your problem, why wouldn't you?
Right. You know, and it's surprising just with all the emails I answer and the people, you know, giving a response back. It's surprising on, you know, and I'm not saying in many cases, you know, everybody's on a budget.
Right.
So. Or you need a vehicle and you can't, you got to have it. I got to have it for work. And
yeah.
that's the big thing right there. It's worth doing it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with chemistry today, whether it's chemistry for your, you know, for your fuel system or cooling system, a lot of great products out there.
Yeah. And it's all way more advanced than it was when you used it last. No matter when you used it last, it's always getting better, you know? So I just was surprised that somebody who is, like I said, he's way more mechanically inclined than me, was like doubting the chemistry. It's like you really should use the chemistry and know that it's advancing just like the technology is advancing. And it's like, oh, I really didn't think about that. It's like, and you don't because you're not using it all the time. So you don't really think about it.
Right. And, you know, in my past, you know, I worked in testing laboratories and we had the ability to actually look inside combustion chambers and look at intake valves, which I still have that ability today. I know what sealers and what chemicals work and what don't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing is like if Dan recommends it, I'm 100% sure that it works, you know, because Dan doesn't recommend anything he doesn't use himself and doesn't know works.
Yes.
So if you hear us talk about it, it's because Dan knows it works, and it works.
While the additives in today's oils are great, they lose their effectiveness over time. Hot Shot Secret Oil Additives will help reduce wear and increase engine life. Take their Stiction Eliminator. It's formulated to remove any stiction or burnt oil while also reducing friction. This helps reduce wear and increase engine life. Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator will also help increase power, compression, and fuel economy. It's available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Remember, getting a hold of us is very easy. You just head over to thecarshow.com. All the information is right there on the front page. Our phone number, our voicemail number, our email address, everything's right there. You just click through and you can send us on, tells you what information we need. I made it very simple because that's how I understand things, only if they're simple. So Dan can attest to this. I don't understand.
Yeah.
If it gets too complex, you've lost me.
And, you know, and don't be shy. You can leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
You know, just like you're leaving a voicemail to your mom or a friend or whatever. And
if you send us an email, you may get a reply almost immediately as soon as I see it saying, hey, would you like us to call you? We can even call you on Thursdays at 10 when we tape. We're happy to do that. Not a problem for us. It gives Cindy something to do. It makes her so happy to be calling people.
that should show everyone how flexible we are.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. And we get it. Sometimes it's not easy. So the voicemail's nice and email's nice. We'll answer whatever we get. But Dan often has follow-up questions that we can get you a complete answer to your problem. There are a lot of times, no matter how detailed the email is or detailed the voicemail is, there's still stuff that you don't think of that Dan does because Dan does this for a living, you know. And it just makes sense. I mean, if I ask an expert, he's probably going to have more questions than I would have thought of because I'm not an expert.
Well, and Brian, that's why I do what I do. I try to keep current on everything. Yeah. And that's part of it. So,
and it's a big part of it. It's why you can answer these questions and you're always still doing this. So, you know, it's not like we're calling somebody who stopped doing this 20 years ago and is speaking from experience. It's somebody who's doing this work right now.
Or I'm looking over the person that is doing it also and instructing. So there's different things.
Absolutely. So. Let's remind everybody really quickly that we're brought to you in part by Motorad, a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. You can find Motorad products at most fine parts stores. And you can learn more over at motorad.com. Love the Motorad stuff. It's always OEM or better, which is nice. Is that is it ICE and hybrid and EV, or is it ICE?
ICE is the internal combustion engine.
But do you say ICE or do you say ICE?
Yeah, either way. It doesn't people will understand.
I know. I knew it was an internal combustion engine. Even I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot. What I don't know is a lot of stuff, Dan.
Well, hey, that's what everyone says, Brian.
But just not to my face.
Yes.
Here's an email. It's a CRV. He doesn't give me a year, make, model. He just says it's a CRV. And he said it shakes pretty good between 60 and 72. He says after 72 miles per hour, the shaking goes away. It stops. Thought the tires needed to be rotated. Took them to a box store, a big brand tire store, he says. They rotated them when they went for a test drive with one of the workers. They put it up on the lift and looked underneath, said the front axles are shaking pretty good and they probably should be replaced. This place recommended to only, and he put that in all capitals, go with OEM Honda axles. Price tag's around $600 per axle, according to them, and that's like he said, that's $1,200 worth of parts. He's seeing online he can get aftermarket axles for about $150, which is $300 total for parts. He's the $900 totals, he says, in his words, in all capitals, seems crazy. Here's his question. Are the aftermarket ones, and this is his question, I'm not judging anyway, are the aftermarket ones truly that bad? Or is there a good brand of aftermarket axle that's comparable to the Honda OEM?
Well, keep in mind that a lot of these axles are not remanufactured. They're new. You're starting with new components.
Okay.
I would say they are probably equal or better than what the OE is at that time. And, you know, again, I have installed hundreds of aftermarket axles, and I have yet to have one fail in the sense of where it was vibrating or whatever. What I've seen, you can buy aftermarket axles that are good, better, and best. You may find out that some of the aftermarket axles, the boot, the accordion boot at the inboard and outboard part of the joint may be made out of a rubber material that can fail over time instead of a hard plastic. But overall, they're fine with that. But getting back to this vibration, mm-hmm. you know, it when you have it up on a lift and they're running it and they're doing 60 miles an hour, of course, everything's going to be bouncing. You don't have the wheels supported. The wheels are hanging down. What is a known problem on a lot of the CRVs, especially if this is an older one, I know there was not a year of this vehicle, but if it is all wheel drive, which it probably is, mm-hmm. the drive shaft that leads from the front to the back differential is about 8 feet long. And being that it's such a long differential, it's a split dry shaft. And in the center of that dry shaft is a support bearing, a midshift bearing in a rubber support. Mm-hmm. That can fail. And when it fails, what's going on is that rubber's sloppy and that dry shaft is moving back and forth instead of staying straight. So the vibration doesn't have to be...
Not necessarily the axles.
In the front, it could be the dry shaft support bearing. So here's what we don't know, though, too, yeah. is that he didn't, or this person did not mention whether it is in the steering wheel or the seat of your pants. If it's in the seat of your pants, most likely then it's the dry shaft. So, you know, make sure that they give that another look, because even if it's on the lift and they're running it, you know, there's no load on the tires. The tires are just hanging down. Well, that vibration comes in when the load is on that shaft, the center of the dry shaft where the support bearing is, it's bending and it's moving back and forth, or it's oscillating up and down, and that's where the vibration comes in.
Okay, which is another good reason why call us, give us more detail.
Yes.
Yeah,
because that's... Year, make, model, you know.
Right, your mileage.
Says when the vibration comes in, but doesn't say where they feel it.
Yeah, which makes a difference. I mean, honestly, there's a big difference between in the steering wheel and in the seat of your pants.
Oh, absolutely.
Which answers the question, so... let's do another one real quick here, Dan. Toyota Rush AT 1.5. Problem with the smell. Said that had the AC clean, but the foul smell persisted, so he decided to do a little DIY, used an AC foam cleaner, had it sprayed all over the vents. Said it was working. It is working so far, but suddenly, when he turns the car on, AC blower no longer works. He says, I do remember I left the AC blower resistor hanging and the foam did reach it. That, I think, is one of the culprits, but there could be more, such as a fuser or relay. Now, this is him saying this, not me. He goes, I know I'm an idiot for doing this, but could you please give me some advice on what I can do to troubleshoot this without burning out the entire system? Can I still use my car with the bad resistor hanging and just not using the AC, or is it safe to just remove it?
Brian, was there a year mentioned to the vehicle?
He did not give us a year. He just says a Toyota Rush AT 1.5.
Okay, so a lot of people are not aware that they have a cabin air filter.
Oh, yeah.
The cabin air filter could be saturated with mold spores and debris and rotting leaves, whatever migrates into the system. So the first thing you want to look at, let's make sure that it is not the cabin air filter that's contaminated and plugged. Second thing, very important too, a lot of vehicles, if it's an older one, it's equipped with R134a refrigerant. Mm-hmm. The odor could be coming from a leaking evaporator core for the air conditioning. And what the odor is, it's the refrigerant that's getting into the interior of the vehicle.
Two good things to check. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your help.
No problem.
That's what Dan is here for. Until next week, when Dan is back, have a safe driving week ahead. Regardless of where you live, you'll always have to deal with rust. Whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. And with Pro Straw, you can control the flow down to just a drop. When there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at a home, auto, or hardware store near you. Always use Blaster products and work it
like a pro. Compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Plus Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. You can learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and at amazon.com.